A handful of observations on the subject of writing books. I've been talking about writing a book probably since before high school. But my idea of books has somewhat grown up since then. First of all, you can't just write a book. In a way, this is the worst thing you could possibly do. You have to record the audio. That's where the spirit of the book is. The written word is just there for backup. One of my favorite observations is that you never finish a book. You just get to a point where you can't go on out of kindness for your listeners. Once you get near the 300-hour mark, you need to consider finishing up. A 300-hour audiobook is, in a way, basically kind of 30 books. My book at present is just 100 hours, and I am still doing introduction. I started with extremely simple poems that I almost feel unusual. And now, I got to the software development, and I'm just beginning emphasis on self-education. 300 hours only sounds funny, but it is actually a beginning, a middle, and a something else, where you tie all the things together into various combinations. In high school, I was pondering an integrated lecture, a storyline from beginning to the end. But from my own audiobook listening experience, things just kind of need to repeat after a while. 10-minute poems, as I call them, work for me. I really enjoy that a poem has a beginning and an end, and it's complete, meaning your next edition starts in a new beginning, and later on you can repeat some thoughts, and this will create a thicker delivery of ideas, something richer and more powerful. Your audience will arrive from many cultures and many contexts. Some poems won't work at all. Others will be just the right configuration. But at 10 minutes in length, you are sure to share a touch of your wisdom. I underestimated books back in high school. I totally did. They are not, in fact, dashboards or sheets of information that grows with you. They are software. They are programs for the mind. They are upgrades for our perfectly unique operating systems. They really show how unique every one of us is. They come to life. They shape themselves to fit us, and they will take on different shape based on our level of wisdom and our level of experience and our age. And the best of books are always funny. All 300 hours of funniness and inspiration. Oh, yes. And please do not sell your audiobooks. You have to give them away. Don't put obstacles in the way of sharing your thoughts. You can sell the paper and spell-checked version that may be signed or has some custom doodles. But do not sell the audiobook. Just share. Know that well-narrated books especially are the only way to move humanity towards the future. But yeah, different people will need a different combination of books. They'll take away different parts, and if they reread your book, they will learn new knowledge almost every time. but never, never in the sequence that you set for them. They will always learn in patches. Let them shuffle. Finally, don't stop. Finish your first book and then start on the second one right away. And if you need a title, call it Part 2.